listening to Almost Viral, the podcast that brings you news, videos, games, and ideas no one shared with you until now. Now, here are your hosts of Almost Viral, Greg and Matt.
Welcome to Almost Viral. This is episode 5. I mean, that's pretty good. That averages like 2.5 a year at this point.
Pretty good.
I am Matt, and joining me is Greg. Okay. I was like, are you going to say it?
What's up, dude?
It's been so long, I don't even know how to introduce this show.
Haven't talked since the last podcast.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We started this podcast to, like, you know, jibber jabber back and forth, see what our obsessions were, stay in touch, and then we lost touch.
That worked well. Yeah.
Well, you're busy, dude, all the time. And then I got a job, and then I got busy.
You got a job? What do you mean you got a job?
Did you not know I got a full-time job?
No, you're not running your empire right now?
I'm still doing my company, but then now I'm also doing a 8-to-5.
No, I had no idea. What are you doing?
Holy crap.
Are you obsessed with your job? Because if you're not, we can't talk about it.
Well, I have to do it all the time, so
okay,
I guess so. But it's IT. They brought me in to do Asterisk. It's a big call center. I'm actually working right next to the call center. Like, I can open the door and see the call center, which is the first time I've ever had to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, I was their Asterisk guy, and then I moved up, and now I'm their director of IT.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah.
No, that's not funny.
No, that's not at all. But anyway.
It's so not funny, I'm not going to explain why it's not funny.
Don't. But I've been doing that 8-to-5. Things are good. You know, you and me, huge Asterisk voice over IP guy.
Yeah.
And Linux and Cisco and all that crap. So I'm back at it.
There you go.
After all this time.
Very nice. And still manning your empire.
Yeah, still doing my own company, which I was doing for 3 years. Yeah. Just that's my only job. And now I'm doing both. So I've been busy.
That's why
we haven't recorded any episodes.
That's the reason.
And you've been busy because you have like 80 podcast empire.
I'm on like 1,500 different shows myself. I added another 3,000 and just started launching our annual charity event, sort of, kind of. And I've been building the plates for that.
The Artmore project.
Yeah, where we paint Boba Fett's armor. And I just started making. That's why I was late tonight, because I was working outside and I want to take advantage of the sunlight. So I'm like, dude, I need one more hour. The sun's going to be up for another hour. Let me get as much done as I can. So that's also why I look so sweaty and shiny right now.
You're shiny.
Yeah.
Would you say that you produce more content than you consume?
No, I don't think so.
So it's close because of how you thought about it.
Yeah. It's 50-50, I think. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good, dude.
I mean, I take out what I listen to of what I'm on. I mean, I don't count editing as listening to the stuff I'm on, so I take that out, and I still think I listen to about 50-50.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a hobby. Because it ain't paying the bills.
It might.
One day. Who knows?
One day.
Hey, we did start a Patreon. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
For Neozaz, and we've gotten enough to cover cost for the website and for the we've actually grown so much we've had to move to a media hosting site to host the files.
Yeah.
Because as I'm sure you know, web hosting sucks for that. So, or typical web shared hosting sucks for that. So, but now all costs are covered as of the last.
Yeah, I see that.
Last, the most recent, I should say, contribution just Saturday or Sunday. Now all costs are covered. So it's finally a dead even hobby.
That's awesome, dude. Yes. So I want to lightly touch base on Patreon, because this has been a big thing in the YouTube gaming community.
Oh, yeah, I bet it has.
Basically, everybody does Patreon.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, support us. We're still going to put out videos, but give us money, kind of thing. And we'll increase our production value or do it more often. If we get up to $4,000 a month, we'll make it our job.
Right.
That kind of thing. And I don't know. It's a give and take. But for your application, it's perfect. Because you're producing stuff, it's different than like, hey, this is a good game, you should play this game, it's good. You know what I mean?
You're right, yeah.
I mean, there's some good YouTube channels out there, but still, I don't know, it's really polarizing, is that how you'd say
it? Yeah, like,
love it or hate it.
I knew about it and didn't really consider it until like the fifth person asked about it, like the fifth separate individual outside of any conversation asked if we had a Patreon because they wanted to contribute to it. So I was like, okay, maybe I should put something together for people that do want to support it, because it's like, it's leaving an offer of help on the table. So I was like, that's kind of ridiculous true. To not have the opportunity for people that want to help. And I didn't know what to expect. So I put together what I put together. And like I said, I'm just thrilled to death that it's covered. It's paying for this.
Oh, that's
now.
Awesome, man. Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's not like you're just trying to pull in thousands a month, which would be nice
not
if you
could
do it full time and right. it would be justified.
Yep. Yeah. But now, yeah, I mean, now it's, yeah, the whole, that's been like the theme of 2015, this whole labor of love thing. Yes, we all do it for a labor of love, but you can only do that for so long. And mm-hmm. when we get feedback of people that like the show and listen to the show, that helps a lot too. Now people are contributing to help it stay online or on the air, however you want to call it, by now paying exactly. for the site. So it's like, yeah, it's a huge help and a super huge motivator.
Right. And it's like, Serenity or Firefly, you know what I mean? If we could do a Patreon for that and keep seasons going, yeah, like you right. had a direct impact, of course you'd do it.
Yes.
It's content you love, you're supporting it, so you keep getting it.
Yep.
And it doesn't get canceled after one season. So no, that's awesome, dude. And what was I gonna say? You got your perks on here and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I thought about doing it, but I still haven't pulled the trigger on it uh-huh. because you know, I do that YouTube channel
right.
and get arcade machines, and I have like at least 15 episodes that are filmed and shot, but they need to be edited. And now that right. I work a full time job,
oh, that's real, yeah. time consuming.
So I hired an editor, and I pay him to edit every episode.
Oh, that's so, yeah.
So the last two episodes, I've paid him, and as long as I keep working this job, I can pay him. But it's still a lot of money, dude. Especially if I have to pay him 15 episodes worth.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect. Reason to reach out for help for anyone that wants to give it.
But I just don't want to deal with the flack, even though you're going to get it either way. People will be like, oh, it's awesome. Or they're going to be like, hey, you're stupid and you're an e-beggar. I don't know. It's tough to decide on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's still going.
I've been fortunate enough to be called every name in the book from our Star Wars podcast. So I guess my skin's pretty thick online now these days.
Right, YouTube comments, man. These
those are brutal. I will give that. Yeah,
ridiculous.
Your content is bad, and you should feel bad.
Yeah, they're just terrible.
You are no werewolf.
Yes. So, dude, let's cover our previous obsessions. Right?
Okay. That was yes.
Our segment we do on episodes. Remember?
Nope, not at all.
You go first because you were. Was it Baby Metal?
No, that was the episode before that. My last one was barbecuing, you know, the slow smoke barbecuing, which is, it kind of, I wouldn't say my obsession died. It just became winter and was.
Yeah, but it's Florida.
I know it's Florida, but it was the demand for the, what I found, I didn't realize this, the demand for giant cuts of meat and full racks of ribs in stores slows down a lot during the winter.
You know what that is? That's not winter.
What's that?
That's middle class China. They're getting a taste for meat. And now that they have money, they're eating all the meats.
That makes sense. That makes
perfect
serious.
Sense. I think that's real.
It could be, but only at winter because now it's summer again and there's meat everywhere.
Hmm.
It's a damn meat market. Well, there's meat in the I don't know what I mean by that. There's a lot of meat to be found now.
Yeah. Well,
when the first summer holiday rolled around, which was Memorial Day, there was like ribs everywhere you looked. I mean, like 7-Eleven, oh, not really 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. but every grocery store. So I, even though I didn't do any in the winter, I picked it up again just this Memorial Day. I did like three slabs of ribs again. And it actually came out terrible because I got food sickness from an unrelated meal and kept taking a nap between like the rib rotations, and the ribs stayed on like extra half hour at a time, so they were overcooked by like at least an hour, if not longer.
Man, I want to try cooking ribs on the grill. I've never done that. Mm-hmm. I don't have like a smoker or anything, but it would just be grill.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, that's way doable. There's tons of information on that, and the nice part about it is, I say they're overcooked and they're ruined, but it's the one really cool thing. But one good thing about barbecuing is, even when you do it wrong, you know, at least you have barbecue at the end. It's still good. You can salvage it somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like we just pulled it all off the bone, chopped it up, soaked it in sauce and made awesome sandwiches out of it.
So. That's what I was just going to say, to soak it in sauce and make your brisket sandwich or whatever.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
I haven't eaten dinner yet. I have chili upstairs simmering and I'm so hungry.
Oh, so it's real chili? Because your message, I wasn't sure. You said you're throwing some like chili stuff on the pot. I'm like, is that a code for she's taking a dump or around?
Yeah, that's what I say to my girlfriend. Or, I got to throw the chili stuff in the pot. Yeah. So
you're not grilling. Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's justifiable because winter.
Yes.
Well, you're, I mean, you're back into it now, right?
Yeah, I just did some and June. I want to do something again. Although it's like, it feels like it's the surface of the sun here in Florida right now. It's been ridiculously hot, so.
Yeah, it's been close to 80s here and really humid. Yeah. So I can only imagine there because it's always like twice the humidity anyway.
So I mean, I love the food. I love the process, but just the thought of sitting next to a 300 degree smoker in the 90 degree heat does not sound like a fun weekend right now.
No, not at all.
Maybe I'll buy some meat and throw it in the freezer. Then it'll be there in the winter.
That's a good idea. You should stock up for the meat.
For the Chinese rush?
The Chinese meat rush 2015. So dude, my last obsession back in, what is it? November or whatever it was, December,
August.
Wow. iRacing.com. Remember I was like plugging my email address.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because you wanted to get, you wanted to get the old,
he's got to buy cars,
affiliate kickback or whatever that was.
Yeah. So I paid for the whole year, the membership. I was really into it for like a month. And then I haven't played since, so I haven't played it since.
So you played for a whole month?
I did. Yeah, I did the whole season. They have seasons every 6 weeks. I don't know what I placed because I don't care. I just stopped. And so it's fun. I might come back to it.
Okay.
What I'm really waiting for is the Oculus Rift or the Morpheus or the other like wearable virtual reality stuff. Because iRacing already has support for the Oculus Rift. So once it's fully released with the high res, I won't have to worry about surround monitor setups, expensive graphic card setups. I can just HDMI from my computer to this thing. And then I can look around in the cockpit while I'm racing other people online. Mm. And I have a car seat that I bought and I'm going to make a frame and do the full feedback and everything.
Sounds like your obsession is kicking back in again.
Yeah, I'm stoked about it, but I just want to wait till the technology's ready because I don't want to buy the development kit version of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because the res is so bad. It looks like the screen door effect. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I actually do. Pixels. Yeah.
It's garbage. So go ahead, man. What's your new obsession? Because, dude, there's been a lot. Is there any like notable ones you can be like, yeah, this, and this? Or, you know, any obsessions you can think of? Since
there has August. To have been some there has to have been some since August, but I can't tell you what. I can just only tell you what I'm focused on now, really. What?
Yeah, that sounds good.
So yeah, I mean, there has to have been some, but I can't tell you what they were. But right now I can't believe I'm this obsessed on it so early. It's the 25th year for Halloween Horror Nights, which is
that is early.
It's my I know, right? It's my favorite event in Florida. I go every year. My friend Quint comes down. We go together every year. I have a couple more friends coming again this year. And they started releasing information a couple weeks ago, and I am obsessed with it to the point that I've started a podcast with Quint to kind of just get it out of my system, or else it's ridiculous to be this excited about Halloween in, what is it, June?
Yeah.
So I have been researching the hell out of past years of Halloween Horror Nights, much like I do all our other infotainment podcasts, and we're doing a year-by-year coverage. And that is all. If I'm not working on our current shows, if I'm not working at work, I am probably researching, recording, or editing something to do with Halloween Horror Nights already.
Damn.
I know.
And I remember because... when I lived in Florida, you and I went at least once.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Was it only once?
Maybe. At least once. I know.
Yeah, at least.
I know we went to possibly the best one ever, the Carnival of Carnage.
Dude, that was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, you were dating She Who Shall Be Not Named.
Dude, what's weird, we're not going to get into that, but on Facebook, you know, they say people you may know.
Yeah.
I was like... putting the chili stuff in the pot the other day. And it said people you may know, and her face, her fat face popped up on it.
Really?
Yeah.
How on earth would that, what?
I know. I was like, I'm not friends with her. I haven't talked with her since, you know, broken up for, you know, whatever. So, yeah.
Decades.
Yeah.
But who would, yeah, I'm trying to think who you would have in common that would, that search logarithm, whatever the hell it's called, would tie you two together.
And I know it's really mean saying her fat face, but
no, it's accurate.
Her personality was fat too. You know what I mean?
It's not just her face. Oh, wow. I'm looking at a profile picture of hers that is like,
you taken, found her already?
Yeah, it's like taken when you guys were dating. That was a long time ago. She was like living in the past.
Oh, geez. Wow.
But oh, there we go. There's one of her eating a sundae and her face is nice and big.
If the listeners only knew.
I know, right?
My obsessions.
Yes.
So I'm trying, you know, it's June. I'm a little late, but I'm trying to shed off my winter weight, okay? Since I started this new job, I've been, you know, working 8 to 5, and then after that I work my other company. And then, you know, normal hobbies and stuff. It just took away all my time and I'm not used to it. But that's, I mean, it's what everyone has to do anyway. But it just really ate into all my time and I gained a lot of weight. So I think it was 208 when I started this job. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I've always been over 200 though.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. How tall are you? You're like 6'2", 6'3"? 6'4". So you're, you're way tall. Okay. That's more fitting than when I'm 208.
Yeah, so like a really good cut weight for me is like 200, but I was like 208 when I started this job, and then I got up to like 225.
Wow, like, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like, me saying it.
So I like gained all this weight, and I'm like, oh man, this sucks. Like, I'm going to start working out. So my obsession, you know, right now is not being fat.
Yeah.
So I'm like watching what I eat, and today was rough, dude. I just really wasn't that hungry. So I did like soup on lunch and then I did this workout. So I'm at like a negative deficit for the day and I'm kind of loopy. I want to eat this chili really bad. Man, but my whole thing, so I'm down, I think 4 pounds already in the last couple weeks.
Nice.
So I'm like 221 now. But my thing is like walking while gaming, right? Because I like to game about an hour every night before bed, playing like Destiny on the PS4 and stuff. So I just move my PlayStation into my workout room, and then I'll only play games if I'm walking on the treadmill.
Oh, good idea. And
just doing that last week, I walked almost 30 miles on there. Which, along with doing like actual like intense exercise, it's working pretty well.
That diet actually harkens back to probably the obsession that filled in the gap between our last recording and the end of the year, now that you mention it. And you may or may not have known about it, but I was training for the Goofy Challenge at Disney, which was a half marathon one day and a full marathon the next day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was running a lot, and I was doing really well. And 3 weeks before the event, I ran the entire distance. Like, not their course, but I ran the distance.
Right, just to show you could.
Saturday, right. I did the half. Sunday, I did the full.
That's crazy, dude.
A week later, I was just running. I ran 4 miles to keep my legs loose. I came home and I knelt down to pick up. I was getting undressed to go in the shower. Dropped a sock, knelt down to pick it up, and blew out my knee and tore my lateral collateral on my right leg and missed the race. I don't know if I ever told you that.
No, I think I saw it on Facebook, though.
That training.
But at least you did it already.
Yes. At least I know I could do it because I had already done the distance. I just was too bad I didn't get to do the course. But that was. I mean, you have to be obsessed to get through something like that, and already having an obsessive personality, it was doubly so. So I forgot. That is a huge chunk of an obsession since our last recording, for sure.
Yeah, man, that's rough. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so stressful on your body, but the fact that you did that much is impressive.
Oh, thank you.
I've never ran that far before.
And I was lean and looking good, and now I'm fat and making barbecue.
That's all right. Barbecue is the shit.
That's right. And drinking beer.
Yeah. Beer's, I like beer. It's good for you. So, walking while gaming. You know, do you still do like the Fitbit, like tracking your steps and stuff?
I traded in the Fitbit when they did the recall. Not that I was burning my wrist, but I was like, I'll trade it in and get something new. I had yet to get something new, but I do use Runkeeper for some runs, and I have a Garmin for my long run. So nice. Sort of, but only really when I'm going for a run, not during the day. So no, to answer your question in a really long freaking way.
So I never got the whole like keep track of your steps, see how you're doing. Like I didn't see the appeal of that. And obviously you just got to try it and see. But you know, if you want to get that certain milestone every day, like the 10,000 yeah. steps a day or whatever. So I did that. And last week, you know, my smartwatch, not the Pebble, but my Samsung one I've yes. had for a while now.
You didn't buy the Apple Watch?
Nah, I don't have, I have an Android. But it tracks your steps really accurately. It ties in with my phone, and I was doing like the 10,000 steps a day starting last Monday, too.
Oh, okay.
So along with walking while gaming, I would just always make sure I got to 10,000 a day.
When I had the Fitbit, I did notice the 10,000 steps a day. I seemed to be in better shape for my work or better condition for my workouts when I got to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, or if it's just a mental thing. But
yeah, I mean, it's for our kind of lifestyle and work,
yeah.
it's rough just sitting on true. Our butt all day.
That's true.
Final obsession for me, this is weird, gardening.
I didn't expect that.
No. So I went out and I bought like a couple 8-foot planks of cedar, and I built a raised garden bed, and I got the soil, and then I planted watermelon.
Oh.
Little watermelon, a ton of green beans, ton of jalapenos, and zucchini. And then my buddy Mike hooked me up with like the hottest pepper in the world. Not the ghost pepper, the something else pepper. I guess there's a hotter one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been okay. growing them in an old greenhouse over the winter, and okay. he hooked me up with a bunch. So I'm doing nice. All that. I wish I had one ready for my chili tonight. He just put one of those in there. He said half, actually.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah. So gardening too. Yeah, that's it for my obsessions. We'll see how the gardening goes, how the harvest goes.
The harvest.
I really want to eat those watermelon.
Well, interesting. So, I did not expect gardening from you.
So I'm 221 right now.
Uh-huh.
And whenever we record the podcast next, we'll see what I'm at with that obsession. Or if I stop the obsession and I'll weigh like 240.
Okay, so next February.
Yeah, we'll see if I'm in the 250s or if I'm less.
Okay.
So anything you want to add on that, or you want to go right into your podcast?
I think that's it for, yeah, the running and the Halloween Horror Nights. That's about it.
Okay.
As far as new podcasts go, oddly enough, I kind of stuck, and it's because of what I listen to, there's just a ton to choose from. I haven't added too much in the way of new podcasts since August that I listened to, but I do have a couple, and well, I mean, the fact that they're added, I guess, are of note. So do you listen to what is it, Welcome to Night Vale?
No.
What is that called? It's a huge podcast, but it's like completely not my generation. It's closer to yours, might even be a generation after you as well. Welcome to Night Vale. I'm not gonna say it's bad, it's not my thing. But there's another one called Town of Coma, which is similar, but it's more my humor. And it's the news report for this town called Coma. And it's like listening to their local AM radio newscast with a couple of interviews with some strange characters. I like this. It's definitely inspired by Welcome to Night Vale. Well, much more my humor. And I've been catching that. It comes out. I've listened to it. They're short. They're like 20-ish minutes each, and I listen to them all in one sitting at work, and now I wait eagerly each week for it to come out. So that is the newest one. As far as any additional ones, I, for a while, was on a huge trivia kick, and about the only one that stuck with me was Atomic Trivia War 9000, because it was structured as a game, so each round, even though they did the same game each time, it had like three rounds, and each round was something a little different. It got progressively harder, and there was teams, and then there was a face-off of a couple. So it was like kind of like an audio game show. And I still listen to that every once in a while, because it doesn't matter when you listen to it, because it's not based on current events or anything like that. It's all evergreen. It's timeless. So that one, when I caught up with other stuff, I'll throw that on and really enjoy that as well. So
nice. So do you listen most of the time while you're at work?
Like-
a lot of the time.
A lot of I'm always listening to something at work, and mostly if I'm my commute is when I listen to something at work, that is usually something that I can not necessarily have to pay attention to and can walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the long podcast, the long form that are like an hour or 2 hours, like the movie review podcast are seem to be like there's this new trend where they're no less than 90 minutes. So that I'll listen to at work. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right. But my commutes, I'll listen to these shorter ones like the Town of Coma stuff on a Two True. I'm still listening to everything virtually on Two True Freaks these days since we talked about it on our first episode. Mm-hmm. And this trivia one are on my commute and when I'm working on the computer at home when I'm paying more attention.
So to add into your podcast thing, I've been listening to a couple new ones too. The first one is Press Play on Tape, and it's my buddy Daz from Australia, and his friend. I can't remember his name right now. I think it's Alex Boz, but they go through cassette based classic games like
Commodore
64.
That's awesome.
ZX Spectrum, the Amstrad, like these really, the Sinclair, the really like old school classic games, computer games. So it's pretty sweet, dude. I love that one. And then there's Plus Three to Geekdom, which has my friends Tim and Mark from Australia. And there's just totally geek pop culture, comic books, which I'm not really into comic books, but when they talk about it, I love it. So Plus Three to Geekdom and Press Play on Tape podcast are the two new ones I've been listening to.
I'm grabbing their first three episodes and going to put them on my iPod for tomorrow. I'm going to check out Press Play on Tape. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I think you'll like the Plus Three to Geekdom also.
Oh.
They have two episodes, and they're relatively short. Their first one was, I can't even see, so I don't know. But
I got no idea what's going on.
But on to my actual segment, like gaming. So my gaming segment, right now there's a Steam sale going on. You know what Steam is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so steampowered.com, it's digital games for your PC, right? And mm-hmm. if you're a PC gamer, that's like what people call the master race because, you can fine-tune your PC, increase the performance, go 4K resolution if you wanted to. You can go nuts with it. Then there's the console gamers like PS4, Xbox One, which is fine. I like all that stuff. But I've always been a PC gamer since the beginning, and Steam sales, like they'll have games that are normally $60 release games and they'll be like $15 or $10. So like this guy, Ben, who's on the Red Rascals podcast, he put on Twitter, like, the Steam sale basically makes my wallet need a rape whistle because it's intense, dude. Like I don't have the plan to buy a bunch of these games, but I go through every day and I check it religiously.
Oh, really?
It's only going on for 10 days. And I think I spent $140 already on the Steam sale.
Okay.
In games.
Damn.
And just bulking up my library. And right now I could just stop buying games and be good on games for a really, really long time.
Well, let's put this, what I want to hear the perspective. $140 over what period of time?
No, I spent $140 over the last 3 days.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I don't know how to see how many games I have total, but last time I checked, I think it was around 180 or 190 PC games in my Steam library. So that's over, six Steam sales, something like that.
And how often do you play them?
I go through, phases, right? So
sure.
Yesterday I was playing Commodore 64 on my Commodore Portable here. Before that, I was playing Destiny on the PS4. Otherwise, I'll play some games on the PC. But pretty much wintertime, in Illinois, in Chicago area, wintertime is my core PC gaming time.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Put on some footed pajamas and play some computer games for a while.
And I'm not kidding.
And have Megan make me some Hot Pockets.
Is that another code word?
No, man. Chili in the pot. You know what I'm saying?
Fat face.
Dude, so 2 weekends ago, maybe 3 weekends ago, I was in New Hampshire.
Okay.
At Fun Spot.
Oh, okay.
And I saw Brian Koo again.
Oh, really?
And I don't know if you saw the video from 2013 or 2014 Fun Spot from last year that I did. It was like 28 minutes long. It was really long.
I just don't.
And Brian was in it, and we were all drunk, and we awkwardly invited him to our cabin. I'm like, so, Brian, we got a cabin if you want to come hang out with us. And he did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how much fun was that?
That was awesome. There was only so much footage I could use to where we didn't all look stupidly drunk. You know what I mean?
Did you play in the ringtone you had for me for the longest time?
Oh, no, I should have.
No, you shouldn't have.
No, but fast forward to, 3 weeks ago, Brian Koo was there. We basically like couldn't get rid of him. Like, he's a nice guy, but he was just hanging around us nonstop from last year. And he's a great guy. Like, he remembered all of our talks and we're going over stuff. And basically what happened, we're like, my buddy John in the morning was cooking omelets for everyone.
Okay.
And he gets an omelet done and he goes, "Hey Greg, you go." And I get off the couch and I'm walking over to put my hand out to grab the omelet for my buddy John. And Brian goes, "Oh, I'll take that one." And he gets up and he pulls it out of John's hand. So Brian Koo just cooed my omelet. Like, that's the new verb, is if you you Debo something from somebody, you cooed it.
That's going to take off like wildfire.
You think so?
I think so.
There's a lot of stuff that happened, but basically we had our own, the Fun Spot tournament was canceled by Fun Spot. So then we I don't know. They were just sick of doing it. No. So we put together and got on the forums and made videos about it. And we hosted the John's Arcade Impossible Outsiders BroFest 2015 tournament. We just called it BroFest 2015.
Okay.
But I was a sponsor of it. My buddy John was. And then we had a ton of sponsors. Dude, it was awesome. It was a good time. So there's like 80 people in the tournament. I took eighth, actually. Which I thought I was pretty proud of.
Oh, good. How many people were in it? 9?
80.
Oh, well, then that's pretty good. Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
I was listening. I was reading shit. Sorry.
You're honest. It's okay.
No, I was trying to find this name of this movie. Speaking of old games, you must have seen it by now. Atari Game Over?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What'd you think of it?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, pretty disappointing with the buildup of what it was, the premise was. Okay. I just didn't know if it was just me or...
Yeah.
But, okay.
Oh, you need to watch Ecstasy of Order, the Tetris Masters. Have you seen that?
No.
You must watch it.
Okay.
It is so good for game documentaries. It's all about these, hardcore Tetris players and basically the Nintendo World Championships tournament for Tetris players.
All right.
And it's really good. Really good.
Really good. Oh, well, check it out. I love Tetris.
Do you?
I do, actually. I'm not kidding.
Sweet. The last part from my gaming segment, and this is kind of a spoiler for Arcade Impossible stuff. I don't think anyone really cares. If you do, fast forward like 3 minutes. But I got some games from Japan. Like, this dude in Chicago imports.
Oh, you mean arcade games?
Yeah.
Nice. Arcade. Oh, didn't I see a picture of you like in his warehouse?
Did you on Twitter? Do you follow me on Twitter?
I thought I saw you standing in a bunch of Japanese, like in the midst of a bunch of Japanese games.
I think
that
was on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't think I did that on Facebook. Maybe I did.
It may have been Twitter.
Yeah, I think I did. So, Japanese candy cabinets is a standard arcade cabinets in Japan. They're JAMA and they just fill up a huge arcade with them, and you can swap boards. They're standard. You can do different resolutions on the monitors. They're really versatile. And I got two of them, and my buddy Mike got one of them. And it's really nostalgic for me, going to Japan and playing the crap out of those, like to actually have them. And they were shipped this year in like February from Japan.
Nice.
On a boat. So I'm stoked about those. Actually, I just got a board set from Japan, the Taito X2 motherboard, which is basically like a Pentium 4, both custom video card and firmware and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a breakout I/O connector and a hard drive, and it'll run like Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Oh,
so I got like some newer arcade games for the Japanese candy cabinet.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm really stoked. Video for that one should be coming out in like a month or two.
I need to come up and see your arcade. I've not visited.
You're welcome anytime.
I know.
We'll buy a smoker and we'll cook ribs.
There you go. Perfect.
And we'll do a live podcast. We'll have all my crappy gear.
A barbecue arcade podcast.
Yes. I got a hot tub.
Oh, nice.
So
That's no one, cool.
No one wants to see my hairy gut breaking the plane of the hot tub.
Either I'll be really fat or not as fat.
No gray area.
Nope. There's no in between. All right, so that's it for my gaming. Do you have anything else you want to add before the main segment?
No, no. The only question, pending question I had was your thoughts on that Atari documentary, and that's come and gone.
I hope we're talking about the right one, because there was one Atari one that was actually, was that with Howard Scott Warshaw, and he was all about like going to the landfill?
Yep, yep.
I thought it was okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It was,
there was like a Game Over Atari. Is that the same one?
I don't. Let me see. I'm pretty sure it was called Atari Game Over.
Oh, okay. Now, there's one that was like all about timelines. It was always showing timelines of all these different consoles, and they excluded like the Sega Dreamcast and other like big ones.
No, no, no. This is the landfill. This is the E.T. landfill.
The landfill I thought was okay. I thought that was all right. I didn't hate it.
Let me see if I got the name right. I can't tell now. I'm pretty sure it's Atari Game Over. But, well, the thing that I didn't say I didn't like. What I was disappointed was is that they kept talking about building it up this being the Atari or the E.T. burial ground, and they ended up showing like two cartridges.
Yeah, they didn't even show much. Yeah,
like, that's what it was like. There was no payoff at the end. But I mean, the story was good enough. But yeah, there was no payoff at the end for me.
Correct. And people were going nuts with the cart on eBay and stuff.
Yeah.
That's stupid. All right, so let's talk about what is almost viral.
Okay, what is almost viral? I have not been collecting many clips, so we went back to one that you found probably back in October, September.
A while ago. So this is when I was in Australia with my good buddies, Daz and all those guys at Retro and ConsoleDomination.com. They've showed me this on their phone, and I literally asked to see it 20 more times that weekend. Like, it cracked me up so bad. So hopefully you guys get the same reaction to it, enjoy it. It has over 1 million views now, but I think it counts because if you look at the statistics, it's well under 1 million back when I first recommended it.
Right.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
So this is called Nicer, and I don't know the backstory behind this guy. I think he is, well, his name's Michael Rosen.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he's some kind of poet, or what is he? Yeah, he's a poet. He performs poems. He obviously like reads poems, and that's what we know about him, I guess.
Yeah.
Michael Rosen. He's born on May 7th, 1946. All right, we set that up really nice.
It's good to know.
Nice. So this is a good one to like quote with your friends, because it is, dude, it's crazy. So how do we do this? Do we just play it?
Yep. One, watch two, it, three, see? Play, I guess.
Boop, go.
Smell it. Mmm, smells nice. Finger in, lick it. Tastes nice. Lift the jug and drink a bit. Oh, this is good. This is really good. What a drink. Lift the jug and drink. And drink some more. And drink some more. Drink a lot. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, ignore this guy with the fedora.
The hell is this?
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's not a fedora.
Right here.
Fiddle diddle. Riddle diddle. Fiddle riddle diddle diddle fiddle riddle diddle.
So this guy seems eccentric.
It seems, yeah.
That's nice.
But he's got
finger like, in.
There's, what is there, 136 videos on this dude, on this channel alone.
Wow.
I don't have time to watch them all right now. But I will.
But he will. God. I just had a flashback to Fred and Sharon. That's bad.
Oh, what are they up to?
Oh, let's do a follow up.
Yeah, Fred and
Let's get them on the line.
Who needs a movie?
Friend Sharon's movies.com. It's still hosted by GeoCities.
It's not Angel Fire.
Oh my God. Contact us. Price list. Prices: birthday and anniversary greetings video, $200 to $230, includes animation.
Fred takes a shower in public. That's that's a video.
Wow. Can we do a Kickstarter or Patreon so we can pay Fred and Sharon to do an almost viral video for our 1 year anniversary of doing the podcast?
All five episodes.
Oh, because I don't want to drop $230.
I'm watching Fred take a shower in public.
Dude, we gotta, maybe I'll write to Fred and Sharon. I'll ask okay. Fred if he'll be on the podcast.
Oh boy.
We'll pay for it. I think that's a smart idea.
It's an idea. Okay, well, I'm glad we caught up with Fred. Where's Sharon?
So I'm curious, you know, one, does the audience want us to get Fred and or Sharon yeah. on the podcast? Two, can we get a video funded? You know, I got $40 towards it. What do you got?
I got nothing right now.
Nothing towards it?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
So we are.
Maybe if we generate some buzz, I might offer some matching.
We need $180 more.
Okay.
This is for 45 seconds to 1 minute animation that he will do for us.
Whoops. I turned that off.
But to have an original, I think that'd be really nice. Jeez.
Well then.
Well, that was nice.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Well, dude, it was nice catching up with you. We should try to talk more than once a year.
We should try it. Yeah.
I know you're busy.
Yep. But
I'm so busy.
We can make time. If Fred can make time, I can make time.
I like that. Yeah, let's go with that.
All right. Well, until next time, thanks for listening, and I guess we'll see everybody on the next episode of, what's this called? Almost Viral.
Almost Viral. Over and out.
Thanks for listening to Almost Viral. Almost Viral is a NeoZaz.com and Arcade Impossible co-production. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, visit NeoZaz.com. Visit Arcade Impossible's YouTube channel at youtube.com/ArcadeImpossible. Catch all the latest Almost Viral episodes at NeoZaz.com and follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/AlmostViral.